Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Hello, everyone. My name is Willie Hemsworth. Welcome back to the program. Pleased to have my guest, John Benko. John is the founder of Deeper Truth Catholic. So we're going to talk about a little bit about his apostolate. John, how are you doing today?
Doing wonderful, William.
Great. It's great to have you on. And for full disclosure, just so everyone knows, I do help out with Deeper Truth. I'm pleased to be helping out for a couple months, and John reached out to me, and I'm always pleased to help out fellow Catholics who are trying to spread and defend the faith. So, John, first, before we get into the interview, I want to thank you for reaching out to me and asking me to help, to assist you. It's been fun.
Oh, it's been a blessing. It's definitely been something that you've definitely added to what we're trying to do there.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about Deeper Truth and like how the idea got started.
Well, my first kind of foray into the internet was a political blog, and it was a political blog and a political show, and it actually got, to be honest with you, much bigger than Deeper Truth has ever gotten. At one point, we were in the top 1/20th of 1% of political blogs worldwide.
Wow.
And our show was the number one rated political show on Blog Talk Radio for the first nine months, until they brought a political director in, and this political director decided that she was going to have her own show and operate the mechanics of Blog Talk Radio so that her shows would always get promoted and everybody else's would be pushed to the back burner, including ours. So I kind of got into the politics of politics.
Okay.
What I'm saying. And it disillusioned me a little bit because my approach to all things political was to be brutally honest. I said things as I saw them. I agreed with our quote side when I thought it was appropriate, but I disagreed with our quote side when it was not appropriate. And everything came to a head on election night 2008, because one of the things that I'd like to do was get into the analysis of the polls and what the polls were saying, what the numbers were saying, and really, you know, like I said, call it as I see it. And everybody expected me, because I was a conservative bent, to just jump on the bandwagon, the John McCain was going to win bandwagon. And come on, William, anyone on the eve of 2008 that thought John McCain was going to win that election was just delusional.
God bless him. I live in Arizona, and you know, he's obviously huge here, but yeah, I'm with you. I don't think he really had a chance. So,
so the viciousness of the attacks from both sides really started me to re-examine a lot of the conclusions that I'd come to. And I thought there was a place for a practicing devout Catholic in the political stream. But there is only if you're willing to sacrifice your Catholicism at the altar of whatever political ideology you claim to belong to. There's no deviating from the orthodoxy. And some of the most vicious attacks that I actually received were from so-called conservative Christians. And one in particular attacked and vilified us online to the point where I just walked away from it. And I mean, some of the guests that we had on our Blog Talk radio show, we had some heavy hitters. We had Tom Burnett Sr., who was the father of the 9/11 United 93 hero. We had the former governor of Virginia. We had Lieutenant Colonel Buzz Patterson was on our show. Michelle Malkin we had on. But I couldn't stand the stress of being asked to act against who I was. So then I sat down and did some soul searching and decided that, you know what? My Catholic faith is who I am, and everything else flows from that. But then even among Catholics, I found, and I'm sure you've run across this too, a ridiculous simplicity of the faith and a no desire to go deeper. Deeper truth, because you can only get so much mileage out of "I love Jesus." Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you? At some point, you have to take it a little bit further and get into the depths and the deeper meanings of our faith. So I kind of formed deeper truth kind of almost as if debating this one particular person who was just viciously attacking all things Catholicism. And I'd go through with the Bible and these on-air, you know, play audios of the things that she was saying. And after a short while, I started running into other people that were defending the faith. And the first one I ran into was Don Hartley. Mm-hmm. And after about nine episodes, brought him aboard. And he just kind of took it and ran with it. We brought in Gregory Thompson after that. And it's just kind of grown from there.
Okay. And this was 2009, I believe?
Yes, 2009, correct.
Okay. Yeah, and so this is relatively early on, well, relatively speaking, compared to how everything has exploded today. So I guess, what were those early months like? Did everything take off relatively smoothly? Were there any hardships that came up? What was it like?
yeah. Well, the deeper truth that I found in my life, for me, the biggest difficulty was trying to square the deeper truth of my own reality with the deeper truth that I was trying to live out and convey. And it wasn't that I was playing a role or acting. That was the person that I really wanted to be. And I found such tremendous difficulty in my own personal life because of the fact that no one in my personal life, my wife, my kids, my brothers, exception really of one brother, but with the exception of him, no one really was on board with what I was trying to do in terms of the faith. Even my mother's faith, and she's been Catholic all her life, but not until the last few years has she wanted to go deeper and actually read the lives of the saints and understand why we believe the things that we do. So I had this public persona with deeper truth where I was absolutely in love with Jesus, absolutely in love with the Catholic faith. And at the same time, I was living in a family life that of outright hostility to the Catholic faith, not just indifference to it, hostility to it. And that was very, very difficult for me to navigate.
Okay. Now, do you think part of that hostility was that you left the political realm with the successful political show into then going deeper into the faith? So what do you think was the reason why?
No, the main hostility was the fact that there's just a lot of trauma in my family. My wife went through a lot of trauma as a young girl.